Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, this is Alana Kay with the Violet Phoenix. I'm here to help you raise your vibration today, and I'm so glad you're here. I see I have a couple calls on the board. I do have to stop early today. Something came up that's urgent that I need to take care of. So I will be cutting out at about, probably be doing readings for about 20 minutes instead of 45 minutes. I really apologize. I'll continue to be here every Thursday, so click on follow so that you get notifications. I might soon start to set up and have two shows every week, or I might just pop online every once in a while with a special topic. And I'd like to hear from you if there's any topics you'd like me to cover regarding ascension or what's going on the planet right now. I'd love to know. And I encourage you to call in. I do have room for a couple more calls, I believe, because it's usually about 5 minutes per call. And so I help you raise your vibration, mind, body, spirit, mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual bodies, all working together. I know it can be confusing. The energy on the planet is pushing people to rise, and a lot of times we don't know what in the heck is happening to us. So I help you with that. My guides, my higher self, the ascended masters, give me answers when people ask a question. It's automatic. And I've been doing this for a long time. And this show is always a challenge. It's different than doing a sit-down reading with somebody. But I will call out your area code, and you can just start telling me what you want to talk about. And if I need to kind of reformulate it, as I do sometimes, then we will do that. But after in time, you'll get used to how I help people with this process. So I'm going to go to the 856 area code. And it takes a second. I click on it, and then it's... Aloha. What can we work on today?
Aloha. This is Laura in New Jersey. How are you?
Hi. Wonderful. Wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Thanks for asking. I just want to know what you might pick up around getting a new job or making a move, maybe.
Okay, let me see. What do I need? I'm sorry, what was your name again, please?
Laura.
Okay. I'm just trying to see what spirit. Yeah, because those aren't ascension questions, but I can turn it into an ascension question. I'll ask spirit what I need to tell you. The first thing that's coming to mind is that your soul is really prompting you to move to higher heights with regard to your livelihood. I like to call it a livelihood because you should be living through your work. Not just trying to get a paycheck. Actually, as time goes on, many, many people are not going to be able to just get a job. You're going to have to really move into your livelihood. So that's what you need to focus on now and what you really have always wanted to do. And Spirit's asking me to ask you what that is. What have you always wanted to do?
I'm doing what I went to school for, so I was.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking, I've been doing a lot of contract work, and I would like to get something permanent with more stability.
Uh huh. Yeah, that's not an ascension question, really. I'm trying to steer you away from that. That's like, it's more about the solid world. I like to help you. Improve your connection to your soul. And I am getting that your soul would like you to, it's actually a pretty strong urge, you know, that your soul really wants you to align with your heart's desire at this time. And that, you know, there's all different things. I mean, some people, they need to change their diet, their environment, heal some cords, you know, there's any number of things that spirit will be prompting you to do. And so I ask spirit, what is your soul prompting you to do? And that is what your soul is prompting you to do. So perhaps it's not something that we could hash out right here. Maybe you could call again next week if you want to. There's something, your natural gifts, I can help you if you like, before I cut you loose, with what your natural gifts are that you bring to the table, not what you went to school for. Are you interested in hearing that?
Sure. What are my natural gifts?
Your natural gifts, let me tune into that. I'm getting that there. Do you consider yourself a warm person?
Yeah. I mean,
or do you
I
think that you're
help.
More intellectual? Uh-huh. Oh, go ahead.
No, I tend to give a lot of guidance and counseling to friends, even strangers will come up to me and
mm-hmm.
tell me their problems, and I tend to be a problem solver for people.
Mm-hmm.
I've been like that since I was a child.
Yeah. Yeah, because the way that was coming across from spirit was heart-centered. And then for some reason they use the word warmth. That's never really come up for me before, but it usually has a specific application to the person I'm talking to. Spirit, what did you mean by, why did you use the term? So the reason, I don't know what. Okay, so they're showing you softening your heart center. And I guess what your task at hand right now is to soften your heart center. You're kind of in a protection mode with it, and also it's like this struggle between mental focus and heart focus. And they're saying let your heart lead you, but in order to do that, you have to train yourself to get out of your mental focus and really relax your heart center. And this actually works for a lot of people, but this is just your next best step. Is to soften your heart center. And learn to listen to it and apply that same level of warmth and caring to yourself, is what they're saying.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not getting any guidance on job or anything. I'm just getting that you need to do that, because what that does is it raises your vibration, and then it will cause you to magnetize differently. And I'm also getting to caution against taking on other people's burdens because of the nature of your energy, because that'll kind of crowd your energy out. And right now you really need to have that heart center energy to attract your own circumstances. That's what I'm getting.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Alana,
that's not
thank
exactly
you very
what,
much. No, that's
I
good.
Hope that
helps. That's good.
Okay.
It did.
Turn that one. Okay.
Thanks.
That's good. Okay.
Thanks.
You. Aloha. Yeah, I only can tune into. I really, through the years I've done this show, I've been working on. It's not as easy as you would think. It's just like it's just as challenging for everybody. You know, all these modalities, whether it's Tai Chi, yoga, all of them, they use the breathing and the centering. Well, being intuitive and using law of attraction requires us to do the same thing, and this is why Esther Hicks, when she talks about law of attraction, she's talking about getting in the vortex, but she doesn't explain how to get there. So my intuitive readings help you get there so that you can live that life of your dreams that's in your heart, that your soul, you know, your purpose. And then I wrote a book called Living in the Vortex that should help with that alignment. So I'm going to go to the next call that came in, and the 212 area code. Hi, what can we work on today?
Hello, my name is Mary, and I'm calling from New York, and I actually wanted
East Coast. Mm-hmm.
New York, yes, I mean, I wish I were in the Aloha State, but I'm in New York.
They're making it harder for us to get in and out of here. That's why I'm a political activist as well. Yeah, there with all of these restrictions and travel, oh my God.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, sorry about that little tangent. So what can we work on today?
Well, I don't know if it's appropriate since this show is on Ascension, but I was thinking about this person who was my best friend in grad school, and he recently came back into my life, and, you know, he wants me to go visit him in Colombia, where he, and all expenses paid, but, you know, I'm not sure if I should take him up on his offer and what his intentions are. I mean, he has told me a little bit, but I'm wondering if he's truly sincere.
Yeah, well, we can convert it to ascension question. Not all can be, and sometimes, you know, what I'm getting is this is obviously a challenge to your intuition. And so you should accept it as such. It's not like this perplexing situation came along. It's everything comes to us for a reason, and the reason is because this is going to challenge you to use your intuition. And the questions that you asked me, first, doesn't mean I'm not going to get an answer. I'm going to try to guide you a little bit to help you get an idea how to resolve this yourself. Is I also don't read a lot about other people. If Spirit gives me information about other people in your life, then so be it. It just depends on how it's working in your life. So given that this is your Spirit has brought this to you because this is your challenge, you don't have to answer the question on the air, but I'm going to tell you kind of like what order you should ask the questions of your higher self. Is that okay?
Okay.
So what you want to do, and everybody can use this, it's just that you have to learn how to ask the questions and how to get the answers, because this is part of ascension. We have to become fully intuitive. Life has taught us, 3D has taught us to not be intuitive, to ignore our intuition. So we didn't develop, we don't know how to trust it. We got to start working with it. We have to be willing to make mistakes. Now, obviously, in this one, that would be a huge mistake to go to a foreign country, so on and so forth, if it wasn't right. So the first question that you should be asking your higher self is, what are his intentions? I got to tell you, the clue that I'm going to give you, you can do this on your own, the clue that I'm going to give you is I feel like the vibrations don't match. So it might be that your expectation is different than his. Is it a he? His expectation. Is it a male?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm getting. So you might want to ask your higher self to tell you what's the real intention and is there a match. How many years has it been?
Since I last saw him, 4 years, and we were in school up until 2003. So it's been a
yeah.
while.
And what I'm getting is what you might want to do is, I'm also getting this from Spirit, that you might want to look at what was your relationship at that time. And then where are you now? I'm getting that you might have changed a lot, but he did not. So that might help you answer your questions. Okay, I'm just going to give you those clues, and then I'm going to cut you loose and see how you intuit it. And then if it's an absolute yes, then, you know how do they say that? Yes is yes, but no means I'm not sure, or I'm not sure means no. You know what I mean? If you're not sure, that means no. It would have to be a clear yes, and so you want to answer some of those questions for yourself before you head out, okay? That's what I'm getting for you. Okay? Good luck. Let us know what happens. When is a potential trip? Is it weeks off, or is it just whenever?
Oh, months off in July,
so it's
a while.
Yeah. Let us know what happens. I'd be curious to find out. All righty. Thank you for calling. Okay.
Yeah.
So that applies to everybody, is when you're in a situation, learning how to ask the questions of your higher self. Everything, I said this in the last show, and I always assume it's like still floating around out in the matrix and the ethers, is that everything that can be known, that is there, can be known. It's a matter of sometimes we don't have the imagery or the language for it because we haven't met it yet. We'll feel it in our energy. So a lot of us are feeling newness in our energy, which our brain can interpret it as anxiety or confusion. And so it's really a time to learn how to quiet your mind and follow and trust your heart. And with your heart, it's always yes or no. Am I going to the store now? Yes, no. As soon as we start to get into where our mind is doing all these things and thinking, the mind cannot solve problems because it only has information from the past in it. The brain is born with certain instinctive functions, but then, you know, like how to operate the body and things like that, but it doesn't know the language. It doesn't know your experiences, none of that. So moment by moment, we're creating our experiences. So we need to learn to feel the moment in the higher energy, and that's how we get into ascension, by getting out of our head and getting into our heart center and learning how to follow it moment by moment. It's, you know, they say one day at a time, but it's really moment by moment. And it's pretty tricky. And I know what I'm talking about because I had a job that was pretty well mapped out for me for the most part. And the field I was in, and a couple of the fields I was in, were tourist dependent. And I'm in Hawaii and they cut off tourism. So, not knowing what the future held, I was much like many other people last year. And we have to take each moment, and each moment is telling us, our soul is either telling us to rest, it's telling us to do something, to not do something, to know something, to gain wisdom. And it's any variety of things on any given moment. And it's a matter of learning how to tune into that. And that's how we move into the higher frequencies. The frequencies on the planet are doing nothing but getting stronger. That's why the chaos and everything seems worse, because that's actually become just over-the-top dysfunctional. And when you're in your heart center, everything flows. And I know some people have experienced that and some have not. I'm just trying to prep people, you know, to encourage people who have been working on the heart-centered life and the higher vibrations and developing their talents. I'm really, you know, if you have talents and you have downtime, that's the time to practice them and do them, even if you're not getting paid for it. But I am going to have to close the show down now, because I know it's going to take me a couple of minutes to get off the air, and because I have an appointment. And I really apologize for the shortened show. I will be here next Thursday for the full show. And like I said, I might do two of them a week. That's my ultimate goal. I should be doing that pretty soon. And I really appreciate the people who called in. You really help other people when you're brave enough to call in and share your situation, develop your intuition, develop your gifts, open up your heart, be kind, love each other, work on being more love all the time. And aloha to everybody else. See you next week.